The best for last, Robert Gagliardi, YO Sports.
Laramie Boomerang joining us here on the program, who claims he has yet to leave his room, although he's in Las Vegas. I still don't know if I believe this or not. Robert Gagliardi joining us on the phone. Gags, what's going on?
No, I never said I never left my room.
That's what you said.
So I've been working. I spent most of my day in the room working, getting ready for this tournament, but I did leave the room earlier this morning for a little breakfast and what have you. But no, I'm just...
Back up to the what have you.
Yeah, the degenerate gambler. I mean, this is like the worst thing for you. Conference tournament week and Vegas for Robert Gagliardi.
It spells, keep your phones handy. I may need to have you guys wire me some money to get home.
I mean,
yeah, dream on.
Easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's rough. It's rough to be in that. Gags, we had Joe Ligursky on, and I know you've been following the Cowboys all year, but you're the only one over there for Wild Sports, correct?
Correct.
So you'll be following the Cowgirls when they play tomorrow. But to win Coach of the Year honors for him and the honors they got, I mean, Coach of the Year honors was no brainer. It should have been unanimous. I don't know how the vote was, but it should have been unanimous. But his second one and very deserved this year.
Absolutely, and not just they were picked what, seventh or eighth in the Mountain West and to finish second, but I think even what's most impressive to me is after they lost Liv Roberts and, you know, arguably their best player, and to win three or four down the stretch without their best player and things like that, to finish second in this league and the second seed in this tournament. I mean, you're right. I don't know how the voting went, but if it wasn't unanimous, and that's no disrespect to Ryan Williams, CSU, or maybe anyone else that maybe got votes, but the job that Joe Ligursky and the entire staff has done, and especially the players, to not fold, so to speak, because that would have been very easy to do, just shows what type of program Joe Ligursky runs. And I couldn't be happier and actually really looking forward to seeing the Cowgirls. I haven't had the chance to see them play this year, covering the Cowboys, especially in conference play when they overlap each other all the time. So I'm really looking forward to this, and hopefully they can keep it going.
Gags, the Cowboys come in as the seventh seed, as you all know. It seems like the matchup, at least for Air Force, to advance on is a really, really good one for them. Again, you know, it all depends on how the Cowboys come out and play. They've been shooting very well of late, but the matchup to take on Air Force in the first round seems like a favorable one for the Cowboys right now.
I would agree with that. You're right. The Cowboys have to play well, no matter who they were playing. But, they've beaten Air Force twice this year by 12 and 9 points. If they played the way they played in those first two games and really played really over maybe the last three games of the regular season, I think they got a good chance. But, you know, that's why you play them, and, you know, everyone's 0-0, and you will see what happens. But, yeah, I think it's a good matchup. And then if it's kind of scary to look down the road, but not that you would look forward to a chance to play the number two seed in the tournament, but with two close games against CSU during the regular season, I like that side of the bracket better than having to face the number one seed or even a Boise or Fresno at this point, possibly. So, you know, it lines up well for Wyoming on paper, but hopefully, you know, Cowboys will still have to take care of business on the courts come Wednesday.
Who outside of the top three that seem to be the prohibitive favorites with Nevada, CSU, and I'll throw Boise in there, do you see a team that could really sneak up? Who do you really like outside of that top three to possibly make some noise in this thing?
Well, I think in Allen, Keith, you were on Allen Edwards' call this morning. You know, I think anyone all the way down to Wyoming has a chance, you know, to make a pretty good run in this tournament. I mean, Wyoming's shown he can make shots, okay? Now, you know, can it do it for consistently, you know, remains to be seen. But then you look at a Fresno State team that's, you know, maybe the most physical defensive team in this league. And, you know, they won this thing last year. Now they got some different parts, obviously. But I think that's a team, you know, they beat Nevada twice this year. You look at New Mexico that has Tim Williams back now. Granted, he's maybe not in the best, you know, playing shape, but, you know, he makes a difference. So New Mexico's more than capable. You drop down to the sixth line, you got San Diego State that's, you know, maybe not the same San Diego State team, but still, I think, capable You know, I think almost in every game they've played, they've had leads, and sometimes they've had big leads and couldn't finish them off. You know, you look at Wyoming at the seventh seed, and even Utah State as the eighth seed, you know, I still think they've got players where they could make a run in this tournament. So, you know, I agree with Alan Edwards. I think it's a wide-open tournament. Now, as we say that, watch it go completely chalk and prove us all wrong, but I do think it's a wide-open tournament that for seven or eight teams could possibly, if the cards go their way and everything goes right, could make a serious run at winning this thing.
Robert Gagley already joining us here in the Sports Zone. So the media came out with their Mountain West awards. Gian Clavel was the player of the year. We saw Justin James get sixth man of the year, and him and Dalton got honorable mention. Did they go about the way you thought? I thought Imogbo deserved player of the year. I get Clavel. I think he played extremely well, especially during conference play. But, man, it's hard to go against a walking double-double like Imogbo. I that's where my vote would have gone, but, again, I don't get a vote. But just your thoughts on how those went and where you went.
Well, I think it could have gone either way with Imogbo or Clavel. Again, now, when we based the media awards, it was on conference games only. And personally, I'm not a real big fan of that because you're taking a third of the season away by just going with conference games. And if you do that, you know, Clavel missed some time with the suspension and stuff, so maybe he doesn't. That, not to say he wasn't deserving. I had Chandler Hutchinson on my first team, and that was a little surprising, but, you know, when you look at the top five, I mean, it's hard to really, you know, replace anyone necessarily. I think Chandler Hutchinson is one of the most dynamic players and versatile players in this league, so I was a little surprised with that. Other than that, I wasn't really too surprised with all of it. I mean, the 15 guys, you know, with the first, second, and third team, all 15 of those guys are the guys I had on my ballot. So maybe a little jockeying here and there, but nothing major. Other than maybe Hutchinson was maybe the only somewhat bigger surprise there. But other than that, I thought everything went pretty much as I thought.
You know, it's funny, we were talking about Justin James getting sixth man, and I talked to him today, and he had a little chuckle. I mean, the guy played starters minutes, you know, for the entire season, he just came off the bench. Had he started, would he have been an all-conference player? I mean, I know he got an honorable mention, but he would have been a second teamer, in your opinion, maybe third?
I don't know, with Wyoming being the seventh seed.
Right.
I don't know. Now, if his minutes, look, he averaged 15.5 points per game over 25 minutes, which is starters' minutes, and I know a lot of people and a lot of fans get kind of fired up about not, you know, why doesn't he start? I don't get as wrapped up as that as some people do. You know, now, if he would have averaged maybe 30 to 32 minutes and that would have been up to 17 or 18 points a game, you know, maybe he gets into one of those teams. But again, when you're a seven seed, you're not going to get a lot of guys really high up on that. So, you know, maybe, but I'm not sure, but, you know, I thought, you know, Alan Edwards likes what he does with it. You know, you were on the call, Keith, Justin James, or at least when you talked to him, Justin James likes that role. And I really like the way he's playing. I still think he turns the ball over too much, him and Hayden Dalton. And most of the time it's just careless turnovers, not, you know, well, I don't know if there's such a thing as smart turnovers, but you know what I mean, just careless mistakes. But over the last eight or nine games, I think 9 games, he's averaged almost 18 points a game, and you see him almost kind of take over games, and I like that development that he's had, and I think that's going to be important for Wyoming in this tournament that he continues to play that way and maybe cut down on the turnovers a little bit.
Well, what's interesting too, and I think down the stretch, his minutes actually have gone up as the stretch run's been made, Coach Edwards hasn't gotten away from his philosophy, but in terms of the amount of minutes guys are playing, that's changed a little bit. We're seeing more dominance from 5-6 guys as opposed to, you know, the 10 guys that where they were getting spread around a little bit more evenly. At least I've noticed that from the box scores from the last few games in terms of minutes being played.
Yeah, and you know, what I look at more is when it's crunch time, you know, who's on the floor, whether it's even in the first half, you know, and especially in the second half, who's on the floor when it matters? And it's the guys like Justin James and Hayden Dalton, at least for the most part, unless there's foul trouble or injuries or what have you. But, you know, I kind of like the way this is, like how Alan Edwards kind of structures this. You know, maybe if James and Dalton start, say, against CSU down there where they got down early, do things change? Maybe, I don't know, but still, Wyoming had itself in position to win that game. So, you know, it makes Wyoming, with the way Dalton and James have played, and then you throw McManaman in, and, you know, at times, you know, Jeremy Lieberman does some good things, and then you got Al Herndon and this and that. I mean, it's really, it can be hard for teams to defend Wyoming, because on any given night, you don't know what's going to happen. Now, I would agree that James is kind of emerging as that go-to guy in crunch time, maybe, but it's still harder to defend Wyoming when you just can't say, all right, we're taking X and maybe one or two guys away, because other guys can hurt you. And that's one thing I do like about this Wyoming team and the way Allen Edwards is trying to structure this team, I guess.
All right, Gags, what are the big games on tap for you tonight that you're going to be paying close attention to?
Oh, let's just say there's a lot, and we'll leave it at that. But before I go, and I know this used to kind of drive us crazy, but I got a travel story for you.
Oh, yay.
You know, when Monty was traveling with the team, he would always, you know, he'd call in from the road and always just give us the blow-by-blow take of the plane and everything. So we leave Denver, and it's a little rough, but as we were flying into Vegas, I mean, there was a really nasty windstorm here, and it was bumpy. I don't think I've ever been on a plane with that much turbulence, and to be honest, it was scary, okay? So before we leave Denver, this older couple get on the plane late as they were connecting in, and they couldn't sit together, so the wife was sitting next to me, and her husband was like a row up or so, and so we're coming into Vegas, and it's bumping. In fact, one time I actually was lifted out of my seat a little bit, okay? So we land, and everyone applauds once we hit the ground, which I was one. And, you know, we're getting off, and we're getting up and everything, and the lady turns to her husband and goes, boy, I wish you were sitting here, because I was going to hold your hand. I was scared to death, and I told the lady, I go, ma'am, if we would have bounced around anymore, I was going to grab your hand, because I was scared to death. So that was a little harrowing. And then I get here, and the wind was so strong it knocked the computers down here, so I had to entertain myself until I could get into my room. So,
entertain yourself.
So let's just say I'm down.
Ah, yes. Where did you entertain yourself at? Three card?
Poker.
Three card? I don't know why you continue to play that.
And blackjack. And blackjack was actually a lot worse to me than three card. So.
Three card has been your nemesis.
I'm bound and determined to change that, but more than likely I'll just be contributing to the local economy.
That's good for you. Well, at least your travel stories didn't go on a 19-minute consecutive topic like Monty did when we timed him one time.
No, I hope mine was a little bit better.
Yeah, but yours are just as boring.
No, his was way more exciting than 19 minutes straight of McLean and where you ate and the hotel and all that kind of stuff.
What hotel are you at?
I am at the Hard Rock. I was able to get in here at a somewhat reasonable rate. So that's where I'm headquartered for the next few days.
You planned ahead, I'm guessing, though, right?
What's that?
You planned way ahead.
I was told to plan way ahead with everything they've got going on here. So and I mean, I planned ahead. I didn't even know where the Cowgirls would finish. I don't even think conference play had started yet when I made these reservations.
Gotcha. So. All right, Gags. Hey, man, enjoy it. Keep up the good work. Look forward to your coverage. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
There you go. Robert Gagley already joining us here on the program.